followed through on that Cahill thing on the dispatch.
Yeah, and he's not interested.
He's not interested. All right. There's going to be a story in the Star today, Walter Pincus, which he's going to say something about the jinx in that post office business.
No.
He got that off the former postmaster general, and I don't know how bad it'll be. Senator McClellan is going to go into the Marlin and San Francisco bank situations and announce that. There's no way of heading that off. Just we are fairly well out ahead. And at the moment, Mr. Saxon isn't letting the Bureau talk to his employees. I'm trying to get a hold of him, and that's so silly. And I've talked with Bill Moyers on the voting legislation, and I'll have a draft of a message over late tonight. If that's generally satisfactory, I would like to discuss it, if you approve, with Senator Dirksen and Congressman McCulloch before it goes down.
Yeah, I sure would, and Dirksen's out in the hospital. I don't know whether he's in any condition to, but I sure would if I could.
Well, if I can't talk about it with him, he relies pretty heavily on a couple of his staff boys. And I could talk with them, at least.
McCulloch wouldn't be a prospect for this judge, would he?
No. He turned down a judgeship in Ohio, and the Eisenhower administration has told me that he's not interested in going on the bench. And he's also concerned that if he went on the bench, it would look like a reward for his support on the civil rights, and he doesn't like the idea of that. He won't explore it again, but...
No, I don't think so.
Now,
see, they've given us until Friday. They evidently got a leak about when we might have our stuff, so Javits and them have given us till Friday. If we don't move, they're going to put in their own bail.
I don't... You know, the fact that Republicans come out and do that, you're way on record on this, Mr. President. I really like the idea of Republicans hollering for it to take some of the King pressure off. It doesn't make it look as though we're jumping for King.
Well, I don't like the idea
of anybody pressuring, and I know you don't, but I'd rather have them doing it than the civil rights group.
That's right. I wonder why it wouldn't be a good thing, though, to say it. We're glad that they are this interested, and we welcome their support, and be glad to have them introduce anything they got, and we'll make our recommendations just as soon as the lawyers complete their work.
It's a tough proposition, Mr. President, to do a constitutional bill that'll do the trick. I've had a lot of... Even the Solicitor General's been spending a great deal of his time personally drafting. Most of the bills they've got in there are no good. But I think that, I'd be happy to do that. And I would think, I don't know whether you're going to be talking to the press at all.
But George will. Now, if I were you, I'd write out a paragraph and tell him at his 10:45 meeting.
All right.
You got an hour and a half.
Sure.
And I'd just say that I'd plant a question. And what comment do you have on the Republicans' statement? They may introduce a bill, and they give you until Friday and just say, well, we've been working on this since the State of the Union, as we stated it. We got the best lawyers in the department working on it. We expect to have a bill ready in the next few days. We'll be glad to have them introduce any bill that they can. We welcome all the Republican support. We think this is a matter that ought to be American and not Democratic or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy they're happy they see things this way, and they hope they can convince their colleague.
Yeah. All right.
Now, what are the facts on the Pincus story? How did the investigation show up?
Well, the investigation showed up mostly negatives on this, but it showed up one fellow in the West that supported some of the Day allegations, and another guy down south. He's being interviewed now. Then about 20, 30, 40 other people were interviewed and said no. In fact, I was about to close out the investigation when they turned up some retired postmaster down south. Said something about it, and that's being checked into now.
You know who that was and where?
I have forgotten the name, Mr. President. I can get it for you in just a minute.
All right, let's see. Who is shoving this? Day?
What?
Who is shoving this investigation? Day? Is he the source of it?
Day made the original allegations quite specifically, and they went over to Post Office Department. And I suggest to the Postmaster General that he turn them over to us and let us check them out, since they would involve criminal conduct, and since I didn't think they would shut up forever. So we started that investigation immediately, and mostly came out negative.
Has Pincus been around the department any, trying to find out?
Yeah, he's asked questions yesterday. He went around the post office department, and then he came around here, and we just wouldn't tell him anything here. That's how I found out that he did have the original allegations from Dave, but he can't use all those because he doesn't know the truth or falsity of them. So I don't think he's going to say, I think it'll be a couple of paragraphs in a story.
I wish you'd sure enough give Postmaster General a good talking to about instructing these people and getting rid of damn fools like Jenks.
Yeah.
You got no business having him over. We don't want any of this. We don't have to have their money. We're not running for anything. So just tell him when you close out this investigation that this one ran about 30-2. But the next one run 15-15 and be a little bit different, and he ought to put the Jenkses in some place where he's not going to hurt him and be damn sure that they're not messing with these postal employees and the National Committee. We just don't want it done.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him that I've told you to do that.
All right.
Any other troubles?
Troubles with Senator Long.
What about that mail cover? Is that an executive privilege thing at all?
Well, it could end up that way. I try to see if we just can't beat it on the merits. And I've been working with John Grunowski on that. There's no legitimate reason to have names, Mr. President, and that involves all of our active investigations where there is a mail cover or ones that Internal Revenue has. And I think we can make a case dragging this out a little bit that really it's a violation of all kinds of civil liberties to make those names available to Congress. And that would be the course that I would recommend. I've been through this before on executive.
Long's not he's not a very bad man, is he?
Oh, he's a nice fellow. He's got a staff guy that's working on this. Bud Fenster was a real wild man. He used to work for Kefauver. And he's really gung-ho to do everything he can. And I think Long wants to improve his liberal image. I think he's just become a director of quite a few banks around there. And I think he'd like to vote a little more conservative and at the same time get a lot of liberal publicity.
Mm. Okay, your immigration bill coming along all right?
Yeah, that's coming along all right. I was meant to testify this morning, but Fian canceled the hearing, and I got to get another date from him. But I think I'll get a date within a week. Try to move it.
Is he going to report your bill out?
I think with the committee so loaded, I don't see how he can report anything else out. We loaded on both sides of the aisle. McCulloch was very helpful. In return for one staff position, put two liberal Republicans on there.
That's good.
So we ought to be able to get it out to the full committee, and we should be able to get it out of the full committee. How Jim Eastland's going to play it in the Senate, I simply don't know.
How are you coming on as circuit judge? I see they're giving us hell about that this morning.
Well, he and Stennis are still sticking on Malone, but Eastland showed a definite interest in J.P. Coleman.
They're both close to him, and both indicated to me last year they'd do it if he'd take it.
Yeah.
I talked to Coleman. Coleman wasn't interested.
Was not. I think the way to handle Malone, I've sent him a questionnaire, got that back, and I think ABA will give us an informal that he's not qualified because of his age.
Get it let last quick, and let's see if we can't shove along and on Coleman.
All right.
Civil rights groups would be delighted with Coleman, wouldn't
they? I think it'd be all right. I haven't really checked it out.
You better check it out.
He's a hell of a good fellow, Jim Coleman.
You better check it out before we propose it then.
All right.
Okay.
All right.